Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Running a left red turn arrow, leaving the seat up, reheating your fish leftovers in the office. Our world is overflowing with savages. DPXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
All right, here we go. Savage or Sensible. Actually, hold on. There we go. Yeah, it's better. Halloween.
Very upbeat music.
Halloween coming up tomorrow.
Spooky.
And while there definitely won't be as many trick-or-treaters, some parents will definitely be taking their kids still. And if it's like any other year, this woman says her husband's going to pull a very normal move in a very abnormal year. Savage or Sensible, warning other trick-or-treaters that a house has terrible candy. If you ever have...
Oh my gosh!
If you ever have a Savage or Sensible for us, you can always reach out on social at 98PXY Rochester, or you can just email savage at 98PXY.com. This is the email that we got. It says, hey guys!
Hey guys!
Happy almost Halloween. I want you to bring something up on the show for Savage or Sensible. This is something my husband does every Halloween. If he thinks the candy a house is handing out sucks, he warns other trick-or-treaters. It's so mortifying and a little savage, if you ask me. Shouldn't he just let them decide for themselves? What do you guys think? That is today's Savage or Sensible. Again, if you want to jump in, 585-222-9800. Breeze, what do you think?
What do you mean? He like stands at the end of the driveway and is like...
Or I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Walks up to the door with the kid. I mean, obviously, he's got to be close enough to see, you know, what the goods are. But can you imagine? Like, just imagine for a moment. And you know what? Maybe there's someone listening who has interacted with this gentleman. But imagine, like, it's Halloween, you're having a great time, you're out there with your kids, and you're walking up to a house, and you're walking by the people that just went to the door, and you just hear, don't bother, candy sucks there.
Like, come on. Also, how old are you? So crazy.
Well, old enough to be a husband and have children, apparently.
Right. So, the thing about this is, I agree with the texter, like, or the person who wrote in, is... Who is he to decide?
Yeah.
Who is he to decide that candy is crap or not?
Right, sure. Yeah, yeah. Everyone has their own opinions.
Like, I hate Butterfingers, but someone might love Butterfingers, and maybe that house was only giving away Butterfingers. But then I go to that person, I'm like, candy's trash, don't go there. But it's like essentially hitting the lottery for them because that's their favorite candy. Come on.
That's certainly one thought. And I completely agree with you on that, by the way. I had another thought, too, of why this could potentially be savage. Hear me out.
Okay.
Who's to say that he's telling the truth? Right? Again, if I'm putting myself in the shoes, the boots, the whatever costume you're wearing, footwear, and someone says that to me, I'm going to second guess and think, are they being serious? Or is it possible that the candy at that house is so good, they're trying to throw other people off the scent so they can go back and get more?
It's extremely malicious.
Right, but I don't know. Am I crazy for that being one of the first things that crosses my mind?
I also think the parent who's doing this is also teaching his children that this is okay and this is like a normal behavior. And it's definitely not.
Like, yeah. Oh, but, you know, okay. So it seems like we're both leaning towards savage on this one, Bree.
I think it's full-blown savage.
I think
it's full-blown savage.
Does anyone think that it is a sensible move? You're essentially a living, breathing, walking Google review of that person's house and what candy they're handing out.
You are. And it's not fair for you to decide whether it's good or not based on people's preferences are all different.
Yeah.
Like I said, you could be hitting the jackpot going to that house, but you wouldn't have even gone because the guy was like, nah, it's kind of gross. Don't even bother. This has happened to me before, though.
It has, really? Mm-hmm. Someone told you the candy in that house was crap?
Yeah.
Did you listen?
I remember I was younger. No, I mean, I was already like halfway there. I was
gone
younger.
This far.
And when I say younger, it was last year. No.
Yeah, as we learned earlier, Breezy, last time she went trick-or-treating, she was 25.
So I was like passing by these other costumes in the driveway mm-hmm. of the complex that I used to trick-or-treat at. They were like, oh, candy sucks. I don't think they were saying it to me specifically. I think they were just talking amongst themselves, but they said it loud enough so I could hear.
Yeah.
So their point was trying to get across.
We are getting some sensible votes on this, believe it or not.
No way.
Sydney on Facebook commented, sensible. The house that gives out raisins deserves to have lots left over and be forced to snack on them for weeks to come.
Yeah, if you're giving out raisins, that's an issue. Yeah. That's a big old issue.
Nanette says, as a kid, if we saw our friends out trick-or-treating and we just received full-size candy bars from a specific house, we'd tell them to go to that house. If it's crappy candy, we probably wouldn't say much. So it's like you just know by inferring.
Like, plead the fifth. The shrug.
How's the candy there? It's the reaction that we've given to basically everything revolving around COVID. And knowing what's going to happen. Okay. Again, getting some votes on the poll, though, for sensible as well. 585-222-9800 if you want to jump in. For today's Savage or Sensible, warning other trick-or-treaters that a house has terrible candy. This texter, if my kids pulled that move, it's the last house they would be going to. If my husband did that, I'd slap the crap out of him. Total savage. Right? Again, we do not endorse hitting on the show.
No.
Emily, not really. Savage. Some people might not be able to afford, quote, good candy and gets the cheaper versions and the variety packs. At least they're there for the kids. They said, if I heard someone say not to come to my house because my candy sucks, I would be heartbroken. Definitely not in the spirit
holiday. It's like you're just trying to do something nice and it's mm-hmm. never good enough.
Right?
It's a sense of entitlement.
Yeah.
And that's something that I can't get down with. And people are going to be like, oh, Breeze, you're so entitled. Blah, blah, blah. But seriously,
Is that how you read those texts that come in?
I really just don't understand. Like, free is free. We've talked about this to no end on the show. Free is free. And if you don't like it, A, don't go trick-or-treating. B, don't go out to dinner. And C, you have no right to complain because it's not like you're paying for anything.
Yeah, you can't complain for free. Okay. One last text here. This could be like another savage or sensible, to be honest. They are voting savage because they say, you know, who knows? The house might just be giving out bad candy to kids with, quote, bad costumes. And they have admitted to doing that in the past. All right. 585-222-9800. Who listening right now has a good candy, a good costume candy bowl, and a bad costume candy bowl? Really?
Wow.
That's like another subjective kind of thing. I mean, there's, you know, I talked about when my trick-or-treating career came to an end, at least as a kid.
A shattering halt.
Was when I went as a, quote, teenager and just wore, like, the clothes I normally wear. That I can understand getting bad candy for. But, like, what do you mean bad costumes? Just ones that you just don't like. Like, a little kid coming up in a costume and, like, maybe it was homemade and they're, you know, their parents like me and has zero skill whatsoever at making things and it just looks like crap. Are you giving them worse candy? Like,
I don't know. I think it boils down to effort, right?
Okay.
like your teenager self, obviously no effort involved. Mm-hmm. You just wanted the free candy and that's on you. But for like a little kid, I don't think people are discriminating against little kids' costumes.
I would hope not.
If you do, you're a monster and you're giving up candy for the wrong reason.
For sure. All right, let's go to the poll. Thank you for all the votes up at 98pxy.com. Today's Savage or Sensible. Warning other trick-or-treaters that a house has, quote, terrible candy. Yeah, and a woman reached out and says her husband does this almost every year. 71% of the people voting say...
Savagery.
No, that is a savage uh-huh. move. So try to avoid pulling that tomorrow for Halloween.
Keep it on the rails this Halloween, people, please.
Seriously.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.